Welcome to this episode of PageCast at Kingsmead, brought to you by Jonathan Ball Publishers. I'm Mariam Adams, and I have the pleasure of being joined at our Book Fair studio by Jonathan Unser. Jonathan Unser is an award-winning journalist who has worked as a reporter at The Star, a features writer for magazines, and a crossword columnist. He is the author of biographies of Craig Williamson and Pravin Gordhan. His sixth book is called Bullshit, 50 Fibs That Made South Africa. Welcome, Jonathan, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm going to start by putting you on the spot with our hot question of the day.
Dear.
What is the last book that you read?
The last book that I read was Marion Sparg's Guilty and Proud.
Oh, and what is it about?
It's about Marion. It's in her autobiography. She was an MK activist, one of the few white women who joined Umkhonto we Sizwe, and she planted a bomb in the Hillbrow police station and at John Foster Square and in East London, in police stations there. And she was caught, arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 25 years in prison and released in 1991 with the release of political prisoners. So it's about her life, and it's really a remarkable book.
A South African icon.
A South African hero, yeah.
And as a seasoned author, what do festivals like the Kingsmead Book Festival mean to you and our local literary community?
I mean, it's really fantastic to mingle with all sorts of people, all sorts of authors, people that you kind of have read but never met, and just to exchange ideas and to really, it's kind of a remarkable a melting pot of ideas, and it's lively, and actually everybody's very nice. I've been to talks where it gets quite hostile, but this is just such a great atmosphere.
Especially with a book like Bullshit, 50 Fibs That Made South Africa. Yeah. And you've been running into colleagues, authors, readers. How has that been?
It's been fantastic. I think Bullshit, I think it gets people to smile when they hear, they say, what book are you talking about today? And I say Bullshit, and they smile, and then I explain, well, it is a fun book, but there are also some serious moments in it. But it's just really interesting to talk to people who are all presenting sort of new. And it's also just amazing to see how much is being written and on such sort of ranging topics, and young authors coming through and old people becoming authors. And there's just a really great atmosphere here.
That's beautiful. Well, let's delve into some of these fibs that made South Africa. Could you list a few for me and then note your favorite fib that you found?
Okay. So I think that there's a couple of themes. So there's some historical fibs. So, the first one, which I suppose one expects is that when the colonialists arrived, there was an empty land. And it is a lie that persists. It's a lie that gave birth to an ideology, apartheid, but it is a lie that persists. There's also Shaka Zulu, a South Africa's megamyth. So there are those historical fibs. And then there are, I suppose, kind of outrageous fibs. The prophet who resurrected somebody from the dead. And then there are fibs where people just lie, and they know they're lying, but they continue to lie. And that would be like the De Kaplet saga. It would be the former minister of police, Martin Tlekor, insisting that a swimming pool is a fire pool. That is one of my favorite lies, because of the craziness of it. there he was. He had summoned all these journalists, and he was telling them that a swimming pool is a fire pool. And The journalists knew he was lying. He knew he was lying. He knew the journalists knew he was lying. And yet he just continued to lie.
The plot thickens.
The plot just was amazing. And then I suppose one of my other favorite lies was the decoupled saga, the 10 babies that never existed.
Yeah.
But the same thing, you know, the editor of the Pretoria News who wrote the story just kept doubling down and tripling down and decoupling down on the lie, and the story just became more and more extraordinary and more unbelievable. But he insisted that they were 10 babies.
I think there are many laugh out loud moments in this book, and it really speaks to South Africans and their culture of just like finding the humor in sometimes really depressing, dark situations. So this is a special book just for that reason. I'm completely blanking on the name of the dessert now.
But
you speak about the myth behind the, what is
it? It's called the Herzogi.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see, I can't pronounce that word. So tell us about the Herzogi myth.
Yeah. So that is also one of my favorites. I think it was the very first myth that I wrote about when I started this book, and it was 100 years ago exactly in 1924. J.B.M. Herzog was campaigning to become the prime minister, and he promised the coloured community in Cape Town that he would make them equal to the whites if he came in, and so they supported him, and in his honour they created this dessert called, or this tartlet called, the Herzogi, and it was a pastry with some apricot jam in it, and then they covered it with coconut, and they named it in his honor, the Herzogi, because he was going to give them political and economic rights. And of course, when he came to power, as we know, he did no such thing. And so a furious community, that they took the Herzogi and they put an extra layer of brine icing sugar on it, and because he was now two-faced. And so every time, and of course, Herzogi, you can go in Cape Town, you can go to a shop and you can buy a Herzogi. They're quite popular tartlets, and every time you bite into one of these tartlets, you bite into a century of betrayals and lies and broken promises.
That is just perfect. Oh my gosh. And on that note, I think I actually just need to say thank you so much for being here. It's been such a pleasure to speak to you. And Jonathan Unser's books are available for purchase online and in bookstores. So grab your copy now.